the Brushing magazine, which is art and literature. When I came here, there was none. There, and I didn't realize that there had been one. It was called The Flamingo, that expired sometime, I don't know, sometime well before I came. It just had a good tradition. It had Hemingway's sister, who was here, had published in it. And it somehow didn't occur to me until a few years, 3 or so years after I was here, that, you know, we don't have a literary magazine. Why is that? And it occurred to a student of mine, Michael Madonick, and we kind of conspired and said, let's start one up. And Brushing was born. He named it because he, and it's not Brushings, it's Brushing, because he wanted it to be both literary and artistic. And all those years, and I've got all of those copies in my office.